bow your head and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your grace. You have heard our prayers. You have heard our praises, Lord. We recognize your glory in all of this, Lord, and we pray that your grace will shine upon us. And this morning, Lord, I pray you prepare our hearts to receive your word today. May the Holy Spirit illumine to us your will. Reveal to us your word so that our souls will be enlightened and will grow more, grow strong in the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord, that through this, Lord, we will the knowledge of your truth, the knowledge of your will enable us to fulfill your will in our lives. We pray for your grace. May the Holy Spirit lead us, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Our message for today is entitled, this is one thing also na napansin ko that COVID messed with my body. The last time I was here, nasa damig po ako, di ba? Nasa damig video, nagkabagay ko tayo po. Kailangan siya palitan. But really, ang problema ko ngayon ay medyo parang mas malabo yung aking tingin than before. Pag sa akin binasa yung aking mga letra po na dikit na ganyan. So medyo yan ang aking problema sa ngayon, and I pray that the Lord will give the grace. If the Lord will provide the means, and the Lord knows to give to me, baka in the future magpa-test ako ulit ng aking mata para magpasukot ng panibago. Kasi I think I needed, tingin ko yung COVID na apektuhan din yung aking mata somehow. I think. Kasi pagkatapos ng COVID, tsaka nagkagayon ko yung aking paningin. Na parang, uy, lumago yung aking mata. Anyway, ang ating mensahe ay matatagpuan ko sa John. Ating message ay pinamagatan ko po na pinagatan ko yung ating mensahe na making Jesus known. Making Jesus known. Maipakilala kung sino si Jesus. Making Jesus known. Who is Jesus? We read in our text earlier, the book of John. The book of John we see here is an epilogue. Yung first 14 verses, some would say it's 18. Yung up to 18 is part of the epilogue. I mean, kanyang judgment ng what, saan natapos yung epilogue. But really, sa simula ng the Gospel of John, may epilogue siya. So, siguro, unang tanong yung, ano yung epilogue? Ano yan? Yung pwede gaya ng tapsilo na tapsi at ito. Yung ba yun? Hindi po. Epilogue po ay is a literary instrument na pag sinula it focuses the attention of the reader or the hearer into something. And ipupus niya para isineset up ka niya, ito ang laman ng libro. O ito yung laman ng babasahin mo. This is the gist of it. And this is the main character. So, pag binasa po natin ang epilogue, it usually pretty short. So, kagaya nito, 14, or some would say na verse 18 yung epilogue. So, 14 to 18 verses, short lang siya, sadyan. But this is very important. Pag ito po ay ma-missed out natin, if this epilogue is missed out, mean binasa po at hindi mo siya or some would skip it at hindi inintindi talaga, parang pinasadaan mo lang, you would miss the whole point of the story. You will miss the whole point of the book. And we see here how the Holy Spirit led John, a fisherman. And it's an account ni Luke sa book of Acts that the Jews and the learned saw John and Peter and the other apostles as unlearned men, but this unlearned fisherman in the eyes of the world is the one that explains the most glorious thing of all, the most wonderful thing he introduces to us, who Jesus is. Well, sinasabihan, Pastor, eh, ibang gospel, i-introduce rin naman nila si Jesus. But there is this difference. There's a difference. Yung tinatawag na synoptic gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, they were written earlier sa bahagi, sa history ng church. Mga naon na yan na sinula. It is the tawag dyan, mga Bible critics said Mark was the first one and Matthew was the next and Luke was the third one, the sula thing. And some would say Mark, Luke, and Matthew. So, parang yun, but that was the first three gospels received by the church early on. Now, John, the fourth gospel, was written way past, kumbaga, from the other gospels. It was written somewhere before the fall of Jerusalem in 70. So, medyo late na siya in time, kumbaga, sa pagsulat. He is telling, John is revealing to us, you would say, a different Jesus. Pero hindi siya different na parang iba. It's just that mas nilinaw niya who this Jesus is. At ito yung puso. The heart, the proverbial heart of the gospel. At yun yung gusto ko na ipaginawa sa akin. And I believe this is what John intended sa kanya na ito. We must understand who Jesus really is. Who is Christ Jesus? Yan ang unang pinresent niya sa atin. So when he wrote the gospel, yan ang kanyang pinakagustong ipahayag. Well, Mark introduces Jesus to the readers, to the church, a suffering servant. So he introduced me as Jesus Christ as a servant of the Lord. Matthew, in his gospel, and then mind you, sa accepted of the church the gospel, dalawa lang sa mga apostles na nagsulat about it. Matthew is one of them, and the other one is the beloved apostle, John. Si Matthew, he introduced the Lord Jesus Christ as the King of the Jews. Because a primarily na kinakausap ni John, ni Matthew sa kanyang gospel were the Jews. Yung mga Jewish Christians. Sa kanila nakapokus yun. He was declaring, this is the King from the line of David. And he was the promised King. The King that will reign in the seat of David. Yan ang kanyang the gist of the Gospel of Matthew. Now, Luke, iba pa rin. He presented Jesus Christ as the Mark was servant, Matthew was King of the Jews. Luke presented Jesus Christ as as servant, the Son of Man. He was the Son of Man. He introduces Jesus as the Son of Man na sinasabi ni Daniel, who's coming to redeem the world. Yan yung ano niya. Now, Jesus is presented by the Apostle Paul in the Gospel of Paul. Apostle John. Jesus was presented by Apostle John in his gospel as the Son of God. Nakikita po natin yan sa John chapter 20. The very reason why he wrote his gospel. Let us look at John chapter 20.
Sulat ng gospel.
so that the people would know who Jesus is, that he was the Messiah, the Son of God. And number two, Sanya Lisa, for writing the gospel, is that believing, that is believing on Jesus Christ, ye might have life through his name. So the reason why John wrote the gospel is for us to know who Christ Jesus is, and that in believing in him, we might have life. Very plain. He presented it in the gospel. Now, let's go to the prologue. Let's go to the prologue of Apostle John. Apostle John, sa kanyang prologue, yung binasa po natin from verse 1 to verse 20, there are three questions he dealt doon. May tatlong tanong doon na kanyang sinagot. The number one question is, who is Christ Jesus? Who is Christ Jesus? Second question, what is the conflict? See, may conflict. What is the conflict? And number three, or the third question is, third question is not, who clarified the conflict? So, the question is, who is Jesus Christ? What is the conflict? And who clarified the conflict? Yan yung laman ng epilogue. And you should not miss this. Why? As I said, if you miss the intention of the prologue, you miss the point of the prologue, you will miss the whole book. You will miss all the meaning of it. So we have to deal with this. So the first question, who was Christ Jesus? Alam niyo po ang mga Greeks, panahon na ito, the Greeks are questioning. They may naglalakong tanong sa kanilang isip. Hanggang sa ngayon naman. Alam niyo ang ating science, di ba? They go the farthest. Diba? Yung Voyager 1 and 2, nakalagpas na siya ng ating solar system. It's in the outer space na. Huwag na. Hindi lang siya within the solar system, but outer, out, nagpas na. And we're still looking for the beginning of life. Kasi yan ang question ng mga Greeks noon, yung philosophers. Paano na nagsimula ang buhay? Paano nagkaroon ng buhay? Paano tayo lahat nagsimula? At yan ay problema na sinagot ni John sa kanyang prologue. The wisdom of this world struggle the question, what is the beginning? Where it all began? What is life? Pero the unlearned fisherman from Galilee, led by the Holy Spirit, revealed to us the magnificent answer that the world can never offer. Ang mundo nito and in its learned men, Homer and the other philosophers, Aristotle and all of them, well, especially si Homer, he tried to present a God with a functions of God. Pero you Achilles. We heard about them. Pero those gods are futile. Mga walang kitang Diyos. You see the flow. Yung mga may mga problema itong mga Diyos niya lang ito eh. But iba ang Diyos na pinakilala sa atin ng gospel, especially ni John. So we dive in to the prologue. He says, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Jesus Janssen, he's in company with God. When God created the heavens and the earth, when God said, "Let there be light," that very word that he said is the Lord Jesus Christ acting it out. It's like Jesus, our God the Father, said, "Let there be light." And it was the Logos who made it happen. Jesus made light. He was the one with God in creation. Sa paglikha ng sanlibutan, the Trinity, God, the Father, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, they are all in there in creation, in creating. But John is introducing to us the second person of the Trinity. He says, "This is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. He was the Logos, and he was with God when the creation started. And he was the creator." So Jesus was the Logos. He was there in the beginning. He was in company with God. And he was the creator. Nothing. So this is verse 3. "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Ano ba lang nakikita natin sa creation? Wala yung moon, stars, the galaxies far, far away. Yung atmosphere natin, yung the earth itself, the life in this earth, the deepness of the sea, the heights of the mountains, the Grand Canyon, all of it is created by the Son of God. Don't want to miss this. Kasi,
ang mundong ito, dito sa atin, di ba? Sa Pilipinas. May religion sa Nativity. There's a religion here in the Philippines that teaches that Jesus Christ is not God, but man. He's man. But something, not just man, but he's a special man for them. Jesus is not just a special man. He is fully God. That is what John is saying. When he says in, narinan natin yung verse 1, sabi, in the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Word was God, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The idea there, hindi ibig sabihin, kasi meron din sa atin dito sa gitna natin sa Pilipinas, I believe in the States also, there's the teaching that God is the Father, and He will present Himself as the Son, and then He will change again to the Holy Spirit. But not that God is not, He's just one. In pabago-bago lang siya. It's called modalism. This God changes, shifts from being a Father, then being a Son, and then being the Holy Spirit. Kaya ako lang yung mga, itong Diyos na ito na pinili ko kayo dahil ng mga modalist nito, sa atin pinatawag natin oneness. May sikat na sikat sa ating pastor dito sa Pilipinas. Yan ang turo niya. Pero at least hindi na turo niya kasi sabi niya siya ang Son of God. The appointed Son of God. Bilagin niya kayo, appointed Son of God. It messes up the whole theology. Yung mga naman yung dala-dala niya. Diba? Hindi na namin lahat yun. Hindi namin bagay ng pangalan niya. Anyway, ang twist nila is that ito yung, and the Word was God. Therefore, sabi nila, Jesus is the only God. And Jesus could be the Father. And Jesus could be the Holy Spirit. Parang ganyan. Kaya nga po, yung modal. Magiging God siya, magiging Father siya, magiging Son siya, magiging Holy Spirit siya. But that is not what John was saying at all. Remember, back, what is the reason why Jesus wrote the Gospel? For us to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. So, ang focus ng Gospel of John is about the Father? No. The Holy Spirit? No. The central character point ng John is Jesus Christ. Who is He? Who is Jesus Christ? He is the Son of God. And Jesus was presented by John in the prologue as a fully God. Yun ang kanyang point. He is fully God. You can never question the deity of Jesus Christ. Yan ang sinasabi ni John. And dito tayo magtatapos for our worship message for this morning. So, abangan nyo po. Wait for 1 o'clock for the second part. The conflict. What's the conflict? In knowing that Jesus is the Son of God, what's the conflict? And who clarifies this conflict? Sino nag-ayos ng conflict nito for us? So, we wait for that. Two questions. But for this morning, I pray, if you understand this fully, that Jesus is fully God. It is how John the Apostle presented John. He presented Jesus. This is how he differed from the three other previous Gospels. They presented him as the Son, as the Son of God, the man, as the servant of the Lord, as the King of the Jews. But John, Jesus is moving. God is part of the Godhead we call the Trinity. And then that will be explained in the whole Gospel. But in the prologue center, Jesus, you know, tema niya, I want you to know who Jesus is. I want you to know my Master. I want you to know my Lord. He is Jesus. He is the Christ. He is the Son of God. He, Jesus Christ, is fully, fully God. That's all it is. And Father, thank you, Lord, for this wisdom that you have imparted to us this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your message. Thank you for this illumination. And we pray, Lord, that our hearts fully understand, fully grasp the meaning and the intention of all.